I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Scotland's most famous dish may not be so Scottish after all. Now, in case you don't know, haggis is made from sheep offal. Offal as in O-F-F-A-L, the viscera that many Americans toss out. That's the heart, the liver, and the lungs all boiled up with oatmeal and seasonings in a sheep's stomach. Not everyone's idea of dinner. Haggis is strongly identified with Scotland, but a food historian says that haggis may first have been eaten in England. She's found a reference to haggis being prepared there in 1615, whereas the earliest mention she could find of Scottish haggis was from 1747. James McSween heads McSween of Scotland, one of the best-known makers of haggis, and he says he's not at all shocked by the news.
Haggis per se didn't originate in even England. A funny thing called the Romans. Or the Vikings are alleged to have brought haggis to Britain.
Well, wait a minute. So given the fact that there's England, well, even back to the Vikings, you said, and the Romans, that there's haggis way in their past as well. Do you still feel like you can boast, as you do on your website, that your company, makers of haggis, are the guardians of Scotland's national dish?
Yeah. I feel that we are trying to keep the recipe as authentic as possible. We are still manufacturing it using techniques that have been, you know, in our family for three generations. We're still using the natural casing, where a lot of producers have now moved to plastic casing because it's cheaper and easier to automate. And we go to great lengths to try and preserve its origin and make the product as authentic as it once was.
And can you export haggis to the United States? I don't know if you'd... We had heard...
No.
That, yeah.
The USDA, I think is what they're called, don't recognize lamb lung as a meat that's fit for human consumption.
Yeah.
I've had a letter from them to say that, in their opinion, you are liable to contract tuberculosis, which is quite incredible, seeing that offal, you know, in some countries in the world is still considered a great delicacy.
Offal, meaning the byproducts of...
the offal. It's the name for the sweetbreads, the heart, the liver, you know, the oxtail, you know, all these cheaper cuts of meat that aren't prime beef.
Right. Well, you know what? You're making a product now that Americans will just have to travel for, which may be even better than selling it over here, do you think?
Well, yeah, you never know. We do a great summer trade with tourists.
And you have a vegetarian haggis, I hear.
We invented the first commercially available vegetarian haggis 25 years ago, actually, and it now makes up for about a quarter of our haggis sales.
Is it as good?
I think it's as good. There's quite a lot to it, and it's quite meaty, if you know what I mean, and it's got some really good earthy tones. It's equally as tasty, and it's as versatile, because over here, you know, we use haggis for lots of things. We put it into cannelloni or sprinkle it over tortilla chips. There's a variety of things you can actually do with it. It's a great component.
All right. James McSween, director of Haggis Producers McSween of Edinburgh in Edinburgh, Scotland, which still proudly calls itself the guardians of Scotland's national dish, even if it might have originated in England or elsewhere. Mr. McSween, so nice to speak with you.
Yeah, pleasure.